But anyway, welcome to the meeting of the Plans Committee of Charnwell Borough Council. The meeting is being recorded, and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the openness of local government bodies' regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent and ensure that the meeting is distraction-free. In addition, please turn off smart speakers on phones, as these record conversations and this could be a breach of GDPR. Voting will be undertaken by a show of hands, for, against and abstain. Speakers will be called forward at the appropriate time by the chair and brought into the room accordingly. They may stay in the public gallery for the debate of their item, but following that they may be asked to leave by myself as chair to ensure continued social distancing. The speaker's table will be clean between uses. Speakers have 5 minutes each and they will be timed by the Democratic officers. Democratic Services Officer, when you have 1 minute remaining, you will be advised. We have one application tonight. It's application number P/20/1437/2 for land to the west of Flanders Close, Quorn. We have three speakers tonight. We have Mr. Stephen Lloyd as an objector. We have a Mr. Paul Harris. Now, Mr. Harris had applied to speak to this meeting in plenty of time, but unfortunately, through an administrative error, he wasn't on the list. But Mr. Harris is the agent for the application, and it has been agreed that he may speak. And we also have the ward councillor, Councillor Jane Hunt. Do we have any apologies?
Apologies received from Councillor Gerrard, and Councillor Murphy will be substituting chair.
Thank you very much. Item two is the minutes of the previous meeting, and I'm going to ask the committee to confirm that.
Councillor Lowe.
I'd like to make a comment on these, Madam Chair, if I may. In your absence, Councillor Bentley did an amazing job chairing this meeting. But I have to make a point that to be here till 11:45 on that night with five of which were very big items, in my opinion, is very wrong, especially when we come tonight with one item. I would like to hear some justification why those six items were all put together and then tonight, 3-4 weeks later, we've only got one item. They should have been spread out, Chair. It's not fair on the committee.
Okay. I agree, and I was advised of that by Councillor Bentley when I was out of the country. If I may, rather than hold up this meeting, we have members of the public here. Your point has been taken, and I would ask that the officers and the head of service respond to the members of the committee after this meeting. And that, I think, would be a better way forward rather than go into a discussion now. But it has been noted, and obviously not only for the committee, but for the officers that had already had been here all day as well. If that could be noted by the officers, that a written response be given to all the members of the committee prior to the next meeting. Is that satisfactory, Councillor Lowe? Thank you. So, as I wasn't here for the meeting on the 24th of February, I'm going to pass to Councillor Bentley, who was here, and he will be the one that's signing the minutes.
So I do apologise. The committee is asked to confirm as a correct record the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th February 2022 and now ask the committee to confirm by a show of hands that the minutes are correct. Thank you, councillors, and you weren't at that meeting. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, so the minutes of the previous meeting have been confirmed as a correct record and I will sign them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item 3, which is questions under committee procedure 12.8. I have had no questions submitted. Can I confirm that that is correct?
Through you, Chair, no questions have been received.
Thank you. Item 4, disclosures as a pecuniary and personal interest. Are there any disclosures of interest? I would like to disclose a personal interest, but I've come with a clear and open mind, is that I am a member of Leicestershire County Council. I am the ward I'm the division councillor in the County Council for Quorn and Barrow. But I have had no discussion over the application, and I come with an open mind. Does anybody else have any declarations of interest?
Chair. I know one of the close neighbours to this site, but I come here with an open mind.
Anyone else?
I should declare it, Chair. I'm aware of Sandy Key. I rent a property off of Sandy Key, but again, I come here with an open mind.
Right, we now move on to item 5, which is a planning application. P/20-1437/2, Sandy Key Limited, land to the west of Flanders Close. And we will now follow the normal procedures. There will be a presentation by Louise Winson as planning officer, followed by Mr. Stephen Lloyd, an objector. Could you indicate, Mr. Lloyd? Thank you. Mr. Harris. Yes, he's present. The ward councillor isn't present at the moment.
Perhaps she is here. She's not here.
No, I'm the county councillor. I'm not the ward member.
No, Jane Hunt.
Yes.
She is not here.
No, not at the moment. Right, so we now pass to Louise Winson to do the presentation. Now, I understand that the big screen behind me isn't working at the moment, and we have no signs there. You all have a copy of the this, which should help you, and you have the very full report, which I'm sure we've all gone through in detail. So I will ask Ms. Winson to present the report and to be, because we have no internet, no pictures on screen, I appreciate you will be in full detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Before I start, can everybody hear me okay? That's great. And obviously, apologies that we can't get the technology working this evening. And obviously, you've got copies of the presentation here in front of you. Sort of work our way through them as we go through. So this application seeks consent for 3 dwellings on land to the west of Flanders Close and Quorn. The application has been referred to the Plans Committee by the Ward Councillor Hunt under the Council's call-in procedure. If you move on to the site location plan drawing on your pack, which obviously shows where the site is located, the existing dwellings along Loughborough Road are located to the north of the site, with the dwellings along Flanders Close to the southeast. To the south is a wooded area adjacent to Poultney Brook, and then there is the local wildlife site known as Tom Long Meadows along that edge as well. As you can see, it goes in a linear position. If I had my pointer, I'd be able to show you as well. The site has been previously used as allotments. However, following the grant of planning permission in 2013 for the dwellings along Flanders Close, the allotments obviously ceased the use there and have actually been relocated elsewhere in the borough, in the Quorn village, in Quorn. So if you move on to the next site, which is the aerial photograph and existing site layout, which is the next slide. The trees located adjacent to the southwestern corner are subject to a tree preservation order. Whilst there is a brook in the vicinity of the site is within flood zone one as well. There is also an active badger set on the site, which obviously badgers are a protected species, so we do have to give consideration to that issue again as well. So the application for members to consider this evening is a full application for the erection of three dwellings on the site. Vehicular access to the new houses would be achieved off an existing vehicular access in between numbers 10 and 11 Flanders Close. If you just move on to the next slide, that does show you the proposed street scene as you would see that as you come along from there. So it's the slide after the aerial photos. So that's how it would appear. And then if you were to move on to the next slide, it's the site access, and it shows you where the access would be in between numbers 10 and 11 Flanders Close. That is an existing access into the land. If you're moving on to the next slide as well, that just shows you a bit of context of Flanders Close as you approach the site, and numbers 10 and 11 are in the background of that photo there. So if you move on to the next slide, which is the proposed site layout, each plot would be individually accessed from the new roadway. Private amenity space would be provided to the rear of each plot. Where possible, the existing trees on the site are to be kept, with the application supported by a tree protection plan indicating those trees to be retained and protected. There are also areas of green and open space to be part of the application site as well, which members can see just to the front of the plots. The layout also makes provision for an area to be set aside for the badger population, which is to the north of the application site, along with badger corridors to allow the badgers easy access to navigate around the site. So moving on to the next slide, each plot does have its own individual design. Plot one, if members have a look at that one, would be a two-storey, three-bed dwelling of mainly brick and tile construction. Plot two would be a slightly smaller two-storey, three-bed cottage-style dwelling, which would be constructed from mostly render and tile. That was on the next slide. And then moving on to the final elevation, which would be for plot three, that's the largest dwelling on the site, and that would be for a two-and-a-half-storey, five-to-six-bedroom dwelling, and that would be constructed from brick and tile. So there are a number of key considerations for members to consider tonight. With regards to the principle of the development, members will be aware that the council cannot currently demonstrate the required five-year supply of housing land, which means the policies directly related to housing supply are out of date and the weight assigned to them in the planning balance is reduced. The shortfall in housing land supply triggers paragraph 11D of the MPPF, which sets out the presumption in favour of sustainable development unless the adverse impacts caused by a proposal would significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefits. The consideration of the application must therefore involve a tilted balance judgment. The site is within the defined limits to Quorn. Quorn is classed as a service centre under policy CS1 of the core strategy, which along with the other service centres in the borough provides for at least 3,000 new homes during the plan period. Policy S1 of the Quorn neighbourhood plan sets support out in principle for the proposal for housing within development limits, subject to all of policies within the neighbourhood plan being satisfied. The proposed housing mix is to consider to respond positively also to the provisions of policy H3 of the neighbourhood plan. And given this context, it's considered that the development is acceptable in principle, which weighs positively in the planning balance. With regards to design, the new dwellings would represent an eclectic mix of architectural styles to reflect the character of the surrounding locality, most notably that of the dwellings along Flanders Close and Loughborough Road. The proposed layout benefits from large areas of open space, with the western site dominated by an area of wildflower grassland, abutting scrubland with large deciduous trees. The development would not be seen from Loughborough Road, with limited views achieved from Flanders Close. Whilst the development would provide a new street scene off Flanders Close, it is considered that the key design street design traits from the Close and Loughborough Road would be carried through the new development. Final details such as materials and landscaping can be secured via the recommended conditions in your agenda pack as well. In design terms, it is therefore considered that the proposal meets with the requirements of policy CS2 of the core strategy, EV1 of the local plan, and S2 and H5 of the neighbourhood plan, along with the council's design SPD. This weighs positively in the planning balance. Moving on to the amenity impacts, the position of the dwellings complies with the separation distances set out in the development plan to prevent a loss of light, privacy or outlook to neighbouring properties. The size of the dwellings themselves also comply with the nationally prescribed space standards for the individual dimensions of the rooms and etc. With regards to noise and disturbance, the access to the site is existing, although because it's not been used for a while because of the allotment use ceasing, it is acknowledged that the development will increase the use of the access as a result of the three dwellings. It is noted that numbers 10 and 11 Flanders Close does have side-facing windows adjacent to the access. However, these windows do not serve main habitable rooms. It is therefore not considered that the occupiers of these dwellings would suffer from an unacceptable degree of noise and disturbance as a result of the access. In amenity terms, it is therefore considered that development complies with policies CS2 in EV1 and H5 of the neighbourhood plan, along with the design SPD. This again weighs positively in the planning balance. With regards to highway safety, the development provides acceptable off-street parking facilities for each dwelling. It is noted that the width of the access falls slightly short of the standards set out within the highway's design guide. However, it's not considered that this shortfall would result in severe harm to highway safety in this location. The Highway Authority has reviewed the proposal and raises no objections, and it is overall considered to comply with policies TR18 and the neighbourhood plan with regards to highway safety. The final consideration is that of ecology and biodiversity. Whilst the site is a greenfield site, it doesn't benefit from any land designations with regards to landscape or biodiversity at either the local or national level. There is the badges set on the site for consideration, however. The application has been supported by an arboricultural impact assessment, a biodiversity impact assessment and an ecology appraisal, which has been reviewed by the council's senior ecologist. The application makes provision for the existing trees in the site to be retained where possible and for new tree planting to be provided. This additional landscaping can be secured via the conditions, and it will also help improve ecological habitats on the site. Badger mitigation is also proposed to ensure the ongoing maintenance of the protected species. And in addition, an agreement with the applicant has been reached to secure a financial contribution of £66,345 towards the provision of off-site habitat enhancements. This is to offset a small loss of habitat biodiversity value and is considered to be still compliant. On this basis, the council's ecologist is satisfied with the proposals and it's therefore considered to comply with policy CS13 and the National Planning Framework in this regard. To conclude then, with regards to the planning balance, the application has been assessed against the policies contained within the development plan along with the comments and consultee responses received. The application is within defined limits to a service centre in the borough and would make a small contribution to the borough's land supply at a time of critical need. These would weigh in favour of the development. The scheme would provide some areas of open space that would provide some local social benefit. This would carry limited positive weight. The design and layout is considered to be acceptable, with details such as materials and landscaping to be secured through the suggested conditions. Ecological mitigation can be secured to ensure there is no net loss of biodiversity. Measures have also been set out to preserve the protected species on the site. These factors are considered to have a neutral impact on the planning balance. There will be some localised impact on residential amenity during the construction process as a result of the construction activities. However, this impact is temporary in nature and can be mitigated through the securing of the construction management plan as set out in the recommended condition. The development will provide a safe access and suitable parking for each dwelling in accordance with the standards of the Highway Authority. This is considered to have a neutral impact on the planning balance. There will also be some localised impact on the landscape in the immediate locality of the site. However, careful consideration of the landscaping would mitigate the impact on the local landscape in the long term. So overall, on balance, it is concluded that the harms identified do not significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefits of providing additional housing in the time of critical need. It is therefore considered that planning permission is granted in line with the recommendations set out in the agenda pack, along with the provisions of the extras report as well. In considering the application tonight, we would also ask members to consider a small change to recommendation A, which is where we ask for the authority to enter into a section 106 agreement. The contribution could, because it's a single contribution, the contribution could be secured by the undertaking of a unilateral agreement as well, instead of a section 106 agreement where the council wouldn't be required to sign it. It would just be the applicant to sign it. It doesn't change how the contribution is secured. We will still secure it and be able to use it for its said purpose. It's just a slightly different sort of legal mechanism to secure it. So we would also just like to ask members to consider including that in a recommendation A to allow us to enter into that unilateral undertaking to save us having to potentially bring it back to committee in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I now call on Mr. Stephen Lloyd. Mr. Lloyd, you have 5 minutes, and after 4 minutes, you'll be given a one-minute warning. There is a traffic light system, but also would you like the Democratic officer to warn you verbally that you have 1 minute left?
Thank you, Lady Chair. I think my speech will just go under 5 minutes.
Okay.
If we timed it earlier, thank you.
Righto, so if you'd like, when you're ready, if you'd like to start.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Stephen Lloyd, and along with my wife, Claire, at the back here, we live at 11 Flanders Close, which backs on to the proposed development. Reference policy CS3, the proposed access way was laid by the developer when Flanders Close was originally built just 8 years ago. It is therefore clear that further development was intended, but if these additional three units were built at the time of the original Flanders Close development, then affordable housing contributions would have been required. As such, and to avoid affordable housing requirements, the development was intentionally built in a piecemeal fashion. The current application for three additional houses should be considered as a secondary phase of the original Flanders Close development, bringing the total number of houses to 16, and as such, liable for affordable housing provision on site, or by way of a financial contribution. This has not been requested, and the planning officer is remiss to have not addressed this in his report. Policy CS2 and CS17 transport. We know that the narrow access road has been brought to the attention of the council by all residents on our close. However, we wish to reiterate that lorries, refuse collection and emergency vehicles such as fire engines wouldn't be able to access the proposed site at all. Hopefully you will have seen the photographs filed, including a lorry parked within a few feet of our house being unable to turn into the road. Our own visitors have to park in front of our house, which again would further restrict access. We also have a kitchen window that was mentioned earlier that opens directly onto a proposed access, and there is no proposed access, and there is no pavement, would be at risk of being driven into by a high-sided vehicle. There is no sight line when entering and exiting the access road, which I think is very important. There are also young children playing on Flanders Close regularly, and again, with no pavements and any extra traffic, especially sight traffic, would be a hazard. There was no allowance for parking spaces for guests when Flanders Close was built, so the approach road has to suffice for this. It also suffers heavily with ruling school parents using Flanders Close approach road for turning and parking at pick-up time, ignoring the sign at the front of the close. And there is no allowance for visitor parking spaces on the new development. We feel that a parking audit should have been carried out to access whether there is capacity on the development site and the remainder of Flanders Close to house the additional cars, traffic which will be generated from the three new large homes. Policy CS13 states, we will only support development that results in the loss of ecological or geological features in exceptional circumstances, where the benefit of development clearly outweighs the impact on ecology and geodiversity. The proposed site is a greenfield piece of land, which was mentioned earlier, and its loss goes against the very heart of sustainable development. It is an important part of the wildlife corridor between Wanash and Tom Long's Meadow. There is an abundant species, which we witness every day, of different wildlife that inhabits this area, particularly the large badger set, birds, deer, foxes, numerous insects and amphibians, and we hope the Council will take into consideration the proposed applicant's reckless disregard for the flora and fauna they decimated with diggers without the Council's prior approval last year. Also, in 2018, the RSPCA responded, discovering tampering of badger's holes, which had apparently been filled with sand and debris. This is, of course, a criminal offence. When our neighbour Michelle Clark, at the rear here, at number 12, bought their house, Barwood Holmes, who built Flanders Close, told her that this site would never be built on because of the badger set and them being a protected species. And now the developer has made a derisory offer of around £65,000 to rehouse the badgers elsewhere. The provision of three very large houses, which the majority of the population will not be able to afford, does not constitute an exceptional circumstance. And there are no benefits which would clearly outweigh the significant detrimental impact...
Sorry, your time is up, sir.
Thank you. ..on the existing ecology and diversity. Time up. OK. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. I now call on Mr. Paul Harris, the agent. Yeah. Mr. Harris, you have the same 5 minutes to speak, and would you like to be informed verbally after your 4 minutes?
Yes, please, that would be great.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Did you want to come back on anything at this stage, Ms. Winson or Ms. Knott? No? Okay, and then I'll open it up to discussion.
Sorry, Chair, sorry. Obviously, just to reiterate, really, obviously, one of the issues for you to consider tonight is the impact of the access into that site, and that is the cause of local concern. But it just would be important for members to remember that the access at the moment is existing. It was used as the access to serve the allotments when they were in their previous use. And there was 12 allotments on that particular parcel of the site, and there was an unrestricted access. So whilst it's not been used more recently since the use of the allotment ceased, it could, if it was to go back to the allotment use, then that access would be there, and you know there would be regular vehicle movements up and down in between those two properties anyway, in which case there would be little that the local planning authority could do about it, because it was, say, an existing access. So it's just something for you to bear in mind when considering the impact on that those properties, the fact that it is regular vehicular movements could be going up and down there anyway, because it is an existing access. Thank you. Oh, yes, and just to pick up, thank you, Helen, about the concern regarding the access for emergency vehicles and for bin storage, the bin collection details and that sort of thing. There were tracking plans submitted with the application for fire tenders and for the collection of bins. The plans and the drawings for that were part of the application, and they've been assessed, and they fire engines and such vehicles can access the site and get out again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have one speaker at the moment, Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. It's a well thought out application in terms of the space standards. It all ticks the boxes of the Chalmers leading design, which is a guidance that we have to work to. There are no objections from highways. Appreciate the comments about the access. Isn't that great particular post, but it is something that has been previously used as an access, as the planning officer pointed out, for the allotments. Good comments that I think they also picked up the tracking and fire service vehicles, which is a common thing on these applications, has been picked up and all being carried out. Biodiversity has been looked at, and there has been a biodiversity impact assessment, which is a very comprehensive document. There are very comprehensive planning conditions as well on this, other planning conditions. I can't see any reason or any grounds that we could actually refuse this one on. So I'd have to propose officer's recommendation with the amendment that they had mentioned on the payment or whatever that one was. But I'd propose this.
Thank you very much. Do I have a seconder at the moment, or I do have Councillor Capleton who would like to speak?
Thank you, Chair.
Just one moment, Councillor Capleton. Yep. Councillor Savage.
Through you, Chair, I'd like to second Councillor Grimley's proposal to accept the...
Okay, so I'll come back to you shortly, Councillor Savage, if you want to hold. Councillor Capleton.
Thank you, Chair. I really have some doubts about this, a lot of them have been allayed by Mrs. Winston about the access. But I went to see this site, and as you go down Flanders Road from Corn, it's a normal road. But then when you come into the housing area, it all changes. As you can see in the photograph on page 4, there are no pavements, there's no gutters, they're not real roads. There's no distinction between... People come out of their front door right onto the road. You know, there's no distinction between road and pavement. And I know we're not talking high volume of traffic along here, but it is going to be, it's going to cause a lot of problems. You think about a visitor's car being parked outside a house, and then we want to get the bin lorry down. It's going to have to be moved. I know that's inconvenience, but I was quite horrified when I saw this. And the other thing that I thought of, which may have been answered, is this road adopted? And I tend to think it's not. In which case, the residents are responsible for the upkeep of that road. Is it right to impose further wear and tear on that road and grant people access over their property? Somewhere in the pack as well, I read, there's something about sewage and the drain, them pumping the sewage uphill to the main sewers. I'd like to know, really, what's going to happen to the drainage from the new three new ones. Has that all been considered, how will we get rid of their effluent? Those are my thoughts. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Miss Winson or Miss Knott, would you like to take it? Miss Knott.
Thank you, Chair. So the road isn't adopted. It is a private road. However, I must go back to the point that there is an existing access there. So there is a right of access through Flanders Close already. And it's a civil matter as to who will upkeep it and the costs of that. So that's not a planning consideration that we can make tonight. Yes, I appreciate that there isn't formal footpaths, and this is a slightly different arrangement, but because it's a private road, there's slightly different arrangements. But again, there is an existing access for 12 allotments that would have served 12 allotments, and that is a material consideration that you need to consider, that access can be used at any time. And the addition of three dwellings is not considered over and above that would cause harm to that access. This layout does actually have some pathways on it to serve the dwellings, and there is, in terms of parking, there's 7 off-road parking spaces and 4 garage spaces, so there is parking to serve the development, and it does meet the standards required by Leicestershire County Council Highways Design Guide. So in terms of the parking provision on the site, I appreciate, yes, there may be parking within Flanders Close, but that's an existing issue that can't be considered as bettered as part of this application. In terms of sewage, yes, there is sewage issues that need to be addressed by this, but there are no objections raised by any statutory consultees, and there is a way of removing the sewage from the site that would be acceptable, and that's often dealt with via building control measures as well. So those are the points that I wanted to make. Thank you, Chair.
Right, I'd now have come back. Councillor Savage, did you want to add anything to your second? You're all right at the moment. Councillor Hamilton.
Thank you, Chair. I don't want to labour the point, but I am still concerned about access. The first thing I saw when I saw the kind of map and the illustrations, the photos we've seen, is that a fire engine would have to have a kind of weird kind of chicane to get into that access point, which worries me. Now, you've said they've done tracking and you're comfortable that it can actually do that. But I'm really concerned is if there's visitors parking on Flanders Close, the whole thing of getting a fire engine there, and it's got to be there quickly. I think there's a real safety concern I still have. So when you see tracking, that's, I presume, when everything is clear. But the reality of it is, can we factor in the fact that you may have visitors and that might, that itself within Flanders Close, and that may provide give a safety risk for access to emergency vehicles?
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. If I could just, before I pass to the officers, just clarify a point that everybody seems to be raising. The existing layout of Flanders Close, as it is at the moment, is as it is. What we are looking at is any impact that 3 new properties would have and whether that can be mitigated. There are 11 possible parking places on the proposed development. Whether people are parking on Flanders Close at the moment is not something, I believe I am correct in saying, that this committee can address at this time. But I would like the officers to clarify that. We are looking at the application for three houses, 7 parking places and 4 garage places for 3 properties. Now, if I could just have that, and then I have Councillor Campbell.
Thank you, Chair. So, yes, existing parking issues on Flanders Close itself. Obviously, the dwellings that are adjacent to the access point, there would still need to be emergency vehicles to get to them. And if there's parking issues, that's an existing issue. Councillor Fryer is right. All we can consider tonight is the proposal in front of those. If there's existing issues on Flanders Close, then it's a parking matter. It's not that there isn't access for the emergency vehicles. It's that people are parking in the wrong place, and that's not necessarily a material planning consideration. I see you've got a question.
It's some sort of legal thing. I understand what you're saying, but the point is it's about the validity of the concept of tracking a fire engine for safety reasons to that development. Is it valid? Because we say there could be cars parked, and therefore you're doing the tracking, I presume, under a clear road. But is that tracking, is it a valid thing we can take? Because I really think I have safety concerns here. So it's what can we actually consider from the safety of the, or the validity of the tracking you have of a fire engine, where I think it might not be valid in reality.
Through you, Chair, if that's okay. So it does assume a clear road there, but there are no parking areas specifically designated. So there can be an assumption that that road will not be, you know, that it will be available for those vehicles to use. We can't make assumptions of what could or may happen. It's the road that we have in front of us, and they've clearly shown through the application that an emergency vehicle can get through Flanders Close, can get through the proposed access into the application, and there's nothing, whilst I appreciate there are some concerns and there may be some parking issues, you know, they happen everywhere, and it's not a material consideration, unfortunately.
Thank you. Councillor Bentley, you wanted to come in, and then I'll go to Councillor Campbell.
Yes, thank you for that. I think Leicestershire County Council would be a consultee in these matters, and this access road's actually 5 metres wide. If they thought that if there was an issue down there that was serious enough not to be able to get a full-size fire engine through, they have smaller fire engines which can fit into tighter spaces. So they'll be aware of this, and as consultees they would be aware if they had issues, then that would have been raised previously, and it would be an issue for us here tonight, and it isn't. Just something else that's on here, which I just need a bit of clarification on, is on the plan on page 4, behind the houses, there's an area here called Badger Area, which is within the red line. Now, I've heard tonight that the badgers are going to be relocated somewhere else. So what is the purpose of the Badger Area?
Sorry, through you, Chair, if that's okay. The badgers aren't going to be relocated. They're being mitigated on site. So there is an active badger set on the site, and the Badger Area is being created and sort of set aside for the badgers to remain living on the site with the badger corridors, because there was badger activity across the entire allotment sites going back historically, and there is badger corridors and mitigation as part of the original Flanders Close development. So this would continue that mitigation to allow the badger population to stay within where it is at the moment. So they're not being relocated away from the site. They are being made provision for on the site. So hopefully they will stay and not choose to move on. But no, they are being kept on the site.
Okay, thanks for that. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Campbell.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I was going to ask about the badges, but how close is the building going to be to the badger set then? Do we know that?
It's a bit difficult to see, but I think on page 4 under the proposed site layout, there seems to be a boundary between the buildings and the badgers area. Yeah, as far as I'm aware, but the officer will explain. Excuse me.
Sorry, through you, Chair. The badger area that hopefully, I know, I appreciate it's maybe a little bit difficult to see on the small slides on your sheet, but there is quite a large badger area being provided to along that northern corner, and that will, the northern edge of it will butt onto the rear boundaries of the properties along Loughborough Road. There is a 5-metre wide badger corridor as well to allow the badgers to be able to navigate their way around the site and to get into that badger area. The rear garden areas, the rear boundary of the garden areas for the plots will be adjacent to the badger corridor and the badger area. The nearest of the plots to the badger area would be plot 3, which is the larger plot. The rear garden area of plot 1 would butt up onto the badger corridor along the northern edge, and the rear boundary of plots 2 would part butt onto the badger corridor and part butt onto the badger area, whereas plot 3 would butt onto that area. It will be an area set aside, so it would be separate, obviously, from the actual amenity areas of the plot, so there wouldn't be any transference from the occupiers of the dwellings into that badger area. It would be an area that's completely put aside for the badger's population to live and carry on going about their normal daily activities on the site. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's good to hear. But when they come to sell the houses, could the house people going to buy the houses be warned that they're living next to a badger set and they might get them in the gardens?
I think that is not a planning issue, with the greatest respect, Mr. Council, but that is up to any people buying or selling property. It's up to the declarations of interest they make through their legal advisers. It's rather like moving in next door to a current farm or something. It's up to the owners and the buyers to do their own investigation. But I'm sure I would be aware of it as you look at the plan. No, because it's all on the documentation already on this application, so they would have access to that anyway. Thank you very much. Do I have any other speakers? Right, I will now move to the vote. I have a proposal by Mr. Grimley, Councillor Grimley, and it's been seconded by Councillor Savage. So could I see all those in favour, please? Have you got that, Ms. Harrison? Thank you. Okay. All those against? And any abstentions? No? Thank you. So the result is...
Thank you, Chair. To confirm, the proposal was carried of a vote of 9-4 and 4 against. So Planning Commission granted, subject to the conditions and Section 106 or agreement or unilateral undertaking set out in the officer's report.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to our speakers. As obvious, Councillor Hunt was not able to attend, but the arguments were put forward for and against. So thank you very much indeed. We now move on to item 6, which is the list of applications determined under delegated powers, which commences on page 34. So if anybody has any questions, could they raise their hand? No? No, everybody's got the information they require? Okay. I'd like to then thank everybody for attending and to say the next meeting will be on the 21st of April, 2022. And just to reiterate for Councillor Lowe and all the other members that I have noted the questions asked about the previous meeting, and I know the officers have, and that will be taken, and then a written response given to all members of the committee as soon as possible. Thank you very much.